Hello. I am pretty sure that most of you must be pretty quizzed out, given the opportunity to be able to do it so frequently over Zoom. Or perhaps you have been keeping yourself occupied by doing puzzles or maybe some of the things that is in the home pack. But I do just want to kick off today with a very quick one round picture quiz. Here is a picture of two very similar looking plants. For those of you with green fingers that have spent much time in allotments, gardens or fields, perhaps you can identify them straight away. And if so, go to the top of the class. For those that can't, and I include myself in that number, the one on the left is wheat, and the one on the right is called darnel. And the latter is the commonly accepted seed that was sowed into the field. So if we were continuing our quiz, I may well ask the question what the problem is with darnel. Well, simply put, if you use darnel and grind it into flour and make bread out of it, it can have massive side effects for the person that's eaten it. It can cause vision problems, it can cause an inability to walk, it can cause trembling, even hypnotic illusions. And those people that have eaten it have all the telltale signs of being intoxicated with too much drink. In fact, the Latin name for it, and I won't try and pronounce the Latin name, actually comes from the word drunk. So you can really see why you don't want darnel mixed in with your staple food. Howard Thomas, a professor in biology, says that darnel has probably been around since the very first time that humans started cultivating grain. He says, where there is darnel, there is treachery and toxicity. And once you start looking for it, you see it everywhere. Even in William Shakespeare's King Lear, we hear of how the king was mad as the vexed sea singing aloud, crowned with rank and furrow weeds, with burdocks, hemlock, nettles, cuckoo flowers, darnel, and all the idle weeds that grow in our sustaining corn. Commentators say that Shakespeare may have been attributing some of King Lear's madness to the toxicity of consuming the darnel from his head garments, with the symptoms the same as deep level drunkenness. So the issue of having darnel growing alongside wheat was grave. And there are records of people intentionally sowing this to ruin whole fields of wheat, so much so that there is a Roman law made